Anna John from Holly Balm is in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us. It's wonderful to be here.
No worries. Now, experimental, wonky, quirky, mutant, freeform. These are just some of the ways I've seen Holly Balm described. After 4 years since your first release, Jonathan, Emma and Anna have just released their second album. I think it's a long player. It's called Activity. It's a doozy. And look, it's got seven songs in it. So I went and went, whoa, is that actually an album? And then I realized they would go for like 5-7 minutes.
They're quite lengthy tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that just because you get lost in the songs, you just want to keep them going and going?
That they just are sort of long form, I suppose, more dance floor focused tracks, which by the nature of that, they tend to be sort of long and, very immersive, I guess. So with the first record, It's You, we consciously tried to funnel some of that longer form stuff into more of a pop format. And because then back then, like, we were still sort of, I guess, had our hands firmly planted on our more sort of like no wave mutant disco roots, like the more sort of post-punk, beg yours.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat. With this one, I think we became more interested and more, a bit more adventurous to just completely seize the dance floor kind of more, house long format.
I love it. And I mean, I think dance music lends itself to being longer because you just want to let go. It's not a pop format. It's not a three and a half minute track.
Exactly.
You want to lose yourself in it, and you want more than 3.5 minutes to do that in.
Mm. And it's less about sort of like it as a commodity in a weird way, I guess.
Yes. Because that's what it is. It's always the market now, or they tell you, the marketing people in music tell you that songs have to be a certain length for it to be played on radio.
Well, we did. We provided radio edits of the singles.
Oh, you did? Oh, you succumbed.
Well, because otherwise they were like, you might want to, our label suggested it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Nicely suggested it.
Yeah, no, I think it was a good
idea. Oh, see, now I've noticed that. Yeah, fashion's 5 minutes on the album and we've got like a 3.5 minute one.
Correct.
Now, the album, of course, it's been 4 years since It's You. I think that's about right.
I think that is about right.
Yeah.
We did our tour in 2013 and we were dragging it around with us then. So, yeah. A US tour. Sorry.
That's right. I took you to America. You went to South by Southwest.
Yep.
And then I guess maybe you've had a bit of a distance has separated you for a while before you came down to this album.
In 2013, I went overseas for about six months to Europe on exchange as part of my studies.
Cool.
And then I came back. And then I think not long after I came back, we started working on new material. Things slowed down a bit. We were going to actually release Fashion as a single before we recorded the rest of the record. That sort of fell through for various reasons. So that stalled and we just decided to keep working on the record. We had the whole record together. We then changed labels.
Yes.
And we moved to Chapter.
Yeah.
And just the way pressing and stuff goes, it all just got held up a bit. So yeah, it was released a lot later than I suppose we really wanted it to be. But you know what? It's out now. Who cares?
All right, it's out. And and it's a doozy. Chapter Music, as you mentioned, is you've released with, they're the stable for Twerps, Goonsax, Dick Diver as well, and No Zoo have been killing it as well.
Yeah.
Did they approach you? Was that something that you just sort of went, whoa, they've approached us to join, or did you sort of seek them out?
Chapter.
Yeah.
Actually, I was at Meredith Music Festival and I ran into Guy Blackman, who we've known for ages, and Ben and Guy have always been big fans of the band, as they tell us. And we've always loved Chapter and loved them. And so because of what had sort of been happening with our former label, Guy had just said, oh, why don't you let us have a listen to it?
Yeah.
And they got back to us really quickly and we're like, hey, we'd be really interested to do this. So I suppose we met halfway.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah, it was just a sort of, what do you call it? Serendipitous event.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And they're really killing it. Like, as a label, they're really nailing the people that they're picking up, and releasing. It's great. And it's always nice when you have a label like that you can trust. Like, when they pick up an artist, I mean, obviously we knew about you before, but when they pick up a new artist, you sort of know, hey, well, I've got to listen to these guys because, you know, Chapter have picked them up. So I think it's good.
Lovely.
Yeah. Now, I was going to mention now, you as a band, you've been together for 10 years, as I just found out. I thought it was less, but no, 10 years.
I think this is our 10th year, wow. Yeah, 2006. But you know what? I mean, there's been a lot of breaks along the way. But
yeah. I reckon the last 10 years has really seen music change from, you know, it's more acceptable now for someone, a singer or a guitarist or a bassist or even a drummer, to have like a pad, you know, next to them where they hit the pad, they get the different sounds and whatever. Yep. And I think at one stage everyone was like, oh, what's going on here? You know, what's these electronic bits in a, you know, acoustic band?
Sure.
But now it's normal. And of course, Emma, who played drums on the first album,
yep,
is now concentrating on his singing more.
Yeah.
Was there a conscious decision to sort of move more electronic? Not have the drums, physical drums?
I think we just sort of thought about streamlining it a little bit. I think, you know, for Emma it was a lot to kind of concentrate on, and her decision to sort of shift her focus towards vocals and vocal performance and the instrumentation of the voice, like particularly for recording, because, you know, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a singer, but you got to belt it out live, but like, you know, you can explore a lot of territory vocally with recording. So, which, you know, I mean, similarly, Yoni and I playing synthesizers, we're exploring various oral territory. So, yeah, I think it all just sort of maybe simplified it a little.
So are the drums on like a loop now, or do you have like
pads? Oh, well, Jonathan is the beat programmer, Yoni,
yes.
And he always was. But now I think because of that shift as well, he's been able to sort of complexify perhaps a little bit.
Complexify?
His patterns.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about this. We did a little interview when we were in Melbourne at the weekend, and he was talking about how during the interview, you know, he started to sort of think outside of the 4-4, you know, easy house beat, bringing in extra texture and little, you know, frills and spills and
nice
chills. I don't know, I'm not a beats person,
yeah,
but
yeah.
You
don't have to take a drum kit now to your gigs.
Oh yeah, we're very, I'm the most immobile of all of us. I have this ridiculous 10 kilo 61 key sized keyboard case with wheels that doesn't fit in most cars. It's so stupid. I'm starting to downsize, but I'm looking for actually a smaller case. I've downsized a few octaves on my keyboard. Actually, someone on eBay is selling one.
Really?
From UTS. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's got UTS written on it. I wonder if maybe I should go on a bit of a trawl after this and look
around.
Maybe it's around here somewhere.
Never know. And I was going to ask you, because it's a hot thing right now. And when I listen to your music, and I just heard, I've been watching Stranger Things, and there's this whole 80s disco sort of vibe going on in that show. And and everyone's been sort of doing remixes of the theme song. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I'm into it. I mean, you know, I'm not obsessed with it. It's sort of, it's kind of hip and groovy. It's a nice, very simple.
It's a throwback.
Catchy, and they've done it really authentically. I've not really read into it. However, on that, I went this, at the weekend we were in Melbourne, and on the Sunday, Emma and I and our friend Lucy, who is better known in the music world as the Lucy Cliche.
Oh, okay.
You may know of her. Anyway, she's sort of like a Aussie techno sensation.
Cool.
She's got a membership at this wonderful place called the Melbourne Electronic something something. It stands for MESS. And it's sort of like this interactive museum. You can go in and use. They've got all kinds of old ARP and Moog synths. And, yeah, I was using this great big old modular Moog thing, like stand-up wall of modular bizwiz. And I'm by no means a modular kind of person. The guy who was supervising at the time gave me a quick walkthrough of patching and stuff, you know, so you've got all the little patch leads. And basically it's got a sequencer on board that once it started playing, just not even thinking about it, I kind of tuned these notes and I was like, yeah, sounds real cool. And then I was like, wait a sec. I think it's that doo 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 from Stranger Things. And immediately, like, I couldn't get something else to work, and the guy was walking over, and I, like, detuned one of the notes because I felt like a bit of a loser. So, or a nerd. Involuntarily.
See, it's just coming out, and it's just infiltrating our brains.
Yeah.
Can't help it. I was going to play it, but now I'm getting an ad.
You've got an advertisement. Sneaky, sneaky. Very sneaky. Very good.
Well, we better talk about your gig, which is coming up this Saturday night. You are launching the album. It's been, only 6 weeks since it came out. We're launching it better late than ever.
Yeah, apparently.
And you've got a few guests along. Who have you got?
We've got Phone.
Phone, yes.
We've got Indiri.
Yep. And DJs, Sex Havers.
Sex Havers DJs.
In between the sets.
Yeah.
Sounds like a packed night at the Newtown Social Club, which is a great venue. I really do like going there for gigs.
It's a wonderful place to play. Also, yeah. I must say to all of the musicians in Sydney, I would recommend the Newtown Social Club room. Fantastic sound, people.
Yeah, they
excellent
are.
Sound.
Yes, indeed. And as a punter, you get close to the action because it's a nice, low stage.
Yeah, it's not too big, not too small.
Yeah, I think it's a great venue. But Saturday night, everybody, 8 o'clock at the Doors. Holly Barn will be launching their album, Activity. Should be fantastic. It's only $15 at the door. Easy. You can get it on the website.